Okay, well, the first question is, what well, do...
Should she introduce herself?
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Hi, my name is Caroline Anthony. I'm the owner of Claytime Ceramics, which is an art studio in Ocean Beach. We do many different mediums here. So there's ceramic painting, canvas painting, mosaics, clay hand building, potter's wheel classes, and henna tattoos.
Okay. Jack of all trades.
Love the first question too.
Yeah, so okay. The first question is, what do you do at your externship site? So that kind of answers that. Do you have a second one?
How did you land your current role?
But
how did you decide to own like this business?
Okay, I was I was transitioning out of being an attorney. I didn't like that job anymore, and I didn't quite know what I wanted to do. But on my list was fine arts, which was when I was doing fine arts. That was the happiest time of my life.
Thank you.
And then I just happened to walk in here, and everything fell into place. And within a month, I purchased the studio and became the owner. That was 15 years ago.
Yeah. Did you have any mentors to help you to get where you are today?
No.
Was there any advice that was given to you that helped you kind of motivate you more? Or?
Not really. The owner just wanted me to. She really was encouraging me to purchase it because I was one of the three people that were interested in buying it, but I was the only one that really liked kids, and she really wanted to foster it for kids, not for adults and wine and stuff like that. We do everything here, but for the most part, we have kids coming in.
Can you tell me about a time when you had a difficult boss, and how did you handle it?
I quit. I've had several difficult bosses, but I've always looked for a better position, and then I quit. I don't just randomly decide, I don't like this, I'm not doing it.
How did you learn to embrace failure, or tell me about a recent setback and how you recovered?
Recent setback. Oh, well. Okay, so Nathan's father, my younger son's father, passed away in 2006. And that was a big setback because it was unexpected and it was a very sad one. And he was only 18 months at the time. Mm-hmm. And I got through it because of the store, because it's creative stuff. It doesn't let you get into any depression or anything. And because of my kids.
Think about 5 years ago, did you envision this to be where it is now?
5 years ago?
Yeah.
No, it just keeps... it just keeps developing to doing something new and different, and it depends on how people take it and accept it, and if it's popular, then it will take and just become a part of what we offer. So the potter's wheels, we didn't start out with the potter's wheels or clay hand building. It just people said, can we do something with clay? And then we started offering them classes, and it just became part of what we did here.
What about 15 years ago when you first started this?
15 years ago, it was only a ceramic studio, so. I had no idea what it would be. I just enjoyed what we were doing, and it kind of naturally starts to happen. People come in, and I don't remember how I started doing hennas, but once I did a henna, then kids from that neighborhood started coming here, and it was just whoa.
What's the most important leadership lesson you've learned, and how is it valuable?
You have to be true to yourself. And you have to not care what anyone thinks, especially if you're doing something that's creative and good. You just have to do it regardless of what anybody else says, and you'll be fine.
Was there ever a job position that you applied for and got, but you weren't 100% qualified?
No, I've always been overqualified for jobs.
What advice would you give to any of us to get where you are now?
Follow your passion. Be in tune to the things you really like and enjoy doing and the things that you struggle with.
That's good.
That's it.
Yeah.
Oh, those are nice questions. Did you guys think this through and talk?